In today's opening prayer, I think we very fittingly asked for an increase in faith, hope, and charity, especially on this day, which many are commemorating as the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. And it serves as a reminder to us as to what we really need in our own daily lives. Now, the first thing I'm going to say probably won't sound the most ecumenical, just regarding the very nature of the Protestant Reformation, in which we see that Martin Luther really tried to throw off the sweet yoke of the authority of the Holy Father, and in many ways abandoned the true faith of the Church. Now, of course, we want to keep in mind charity and, of course, ecumenism as the Second Vatican Council bid us to practice in our lives. But nevertheless, we can see very plainly that if we ourselves do not submit to orthodoxy, to the true teachings of the Church that were passed on from the apostles, that it serves to sow great division within the Church. And as we see today, as a result of the Reformation 500 years ago, that there are scores of people who have never received the Most Holy Eucharist, which in many ways is a very deep tragedy, and we see deep divisions within the Christian community. Now, of course, I'm not advocating that anybody goes out there and badmouths any Lutherans. We all have many family and many friends who are. And that bids us to the virtue of charity, that we may treat all of our brothers and sisters with true charity that our Lord enjoins upon us, and that we would beg our Lord to grant us true unity among all Christians, that we may one day find all of our brothers and sisters to be one faith community once again, like we were hundreds of years ago, that we ourselves may hold on to the Catholic and apostolic faith, witnessing to that faith in every aspect of our lives, living in joyful hope, and witnessing to that profound charity that our Lord called us to each and every day, remembering what the Apostle Paul said in his first letter to the Corinthians, that faith, hope, love remain these three, but the greatest of these is love.